Landing. This is KC2YX and net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This event is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, which is 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties, pardon me, are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Brat Northern Ireland Community Center, which is at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. All right, this is KC2IXN. I am now going to hand the mic over to the unthinkable WA2U, because my voice is failing, but this is KC2IXN clear.
Okay, this is WA2. This is the first net of the 2016. We'll say good evening to everyone. Maybe we have some new people joining us this evening. Kathy giving it a real goal there. She wanted to carry on with the net, but her voice is challenging her. So let's go. Let's first go to portable or mobile stations, low power stations. We do that first, because the conditions might change rapidly. Again, this is WATU. My name is John, located at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. Stations that are on portable, low power, would like to join us this evening in the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, nothing heard. We're going to move over to next up is Echolink stations. Stations on Echolink wishing to join us this evening. Your call sign, please, WATU.
WB2RUQ.
Net Control, welcomes WB2RUQ. I believe that's John. Good evening, John. Continuing on with a call for Echolink Station. Okay, before we get to general check-ins and people would like to join us, we'll go over, give people a chance to get prepared, and we'll go over to you this evening. Good evening to you, John. Any comments on last year and how things went, and what's any plans for the new year? Any special goals? How was your day? Go ahead.
Yeah, WB2RUQ here. 2015 was a great year. Hopefully 2016 will be just as good. Today, by the way, I'm located here in the Hudson Valley, named after the late Henry Hudson. Out near New Paltz, across the river from Poughkeepsie. Current temperature is 34 degrees. It was overcast, partly overcast during the day. A couple of snowflakes in the air, that's about it. Other than that, not too much. I just wanted to check in on the net and then listen to some of the traffic. So back to you, WB2RUQ.
Okay, thanks, John. And finding your location, I believe you're related to Jeff there, KD2AIT. Left a little bit of a pause there, which is always a good policy, especially this time of the year, in case we have any emergency or emergency roadside type people needing traffic or assistance with communication. Okay, moving along now to general check-ins. Anyone that would like to join us this evening, maybe your first time on the repeater here this evening, the Black River Valley Service Net, which is here every day at 9 p.m. There's no PL required, just a minus offset of 600. So stations wishing to join us this evening, please call WA2U.
WPFM, good evening.
CC2WI.
Control welcomes N2PFM, George, and KC2WI. Anyone else would like to check in this evening? We'll move right along, and we can always have people check in from Echo Link if we have any late check-ins. So, George, how are things? Any reflections on last year or anything, thoughts for the upcoming year? How was your day? Go ahead.
Well, good evening and Happy New Year to everyone on the net here, and to Jeff and John and John and everybody else out there, and Kathy and everyone. We got a temperature here on the mountainside of 27 degrees after a temperature range of 27 to 32. Did get a couple peaks of sunshine in the late afternoon. 4 inches of lake effect snow fell here in the last 24 hours. 2.5 inches overnight and about 1.5 inches today, fell in about 3 different minor squalls. So, that's about it, nothing much here. And as far as reflections on the new year, last year couldn't go away soon enough as far as I'm concerned. And I hope this year, you know, I'm in the nursing home and everything and all that crap. So, I'm glad that year's over, and I'm just, right time to that glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at the rapture to take us home. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73s. Ask any guy, ask Kevin James. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. God bless. That's who PFM clear.
Okay, thanks, George, for your comments and your thoughts, and we'll move right along and see what Pete has for us. Good evening, Pete. Haven't heard you in a while. We haven't been on every night. KC2WI, WA2 with the Black River Valley Service Net. Go ahead.
Well, KC2WI, I was up in Lake Pleasant for a while. I don't have a radio, two-meter radio, and even if I did, I wouldn't get in at this repeater. I at one time had EchoLink set up, but I don't have that set up now. I'll get that back going so I can check in. I went canoeing on Christmas Day. Pulled the canoe out, and I was going to go across the lake. It was a pretty nice day, but when I got out of the bay, it was kind of windy. And if I had my little hornback canoe, I'd have gone across. But the big canoe is kind of a not too efficient a thing. I just didn't feel like fighting the wind on the way back. Actually, it was warm enough, even though the water, I'm sure, was not real warm. But it was warm enough that I could have gone out in my kayak, you know. I don't have a wetsuit, but I have a pair of neoprene boots somewhere. I maybe used them once. And if I put those on my feet, because pretty much in a kayak, you're going to get your feet wet getting in the water. And, you know, there's not enough room to get in the kayak if you have any kind of shoes, and certainly not boots on. But I think I could have done it, but I didn't. So I paddled out and around the bay and around the shore, and just so I could say I went canoeing on Christmas Day. I did that in 2006. Although it was considerably colder in 2006, I have pictures, I'm all bundled up. If I had gone home the day before, that's a long story, I might as well have for all I got accomplished. You know, I really could have gone out in the kayak, and I might have even gone out with maybe 2 layers of short sleeve shirt on or something, but it was pretty nice on Christmas Day, and it didn't seem cold at all. I left the canoe out, and I thought, well, maybe I'll get to go on New Year's Day. Let's see. The 26th was good. The 27th, I think, it was clear. Then we had, I think, the 28th is when it got a little cold. and so the bay iced over. Probably if I, you know, if you lived on the opposite side of the lake where the wind, you know, kept it from icing up, you probably could have gone out, but. So I didn't make it to New Year's Day, and I left anyway and came back here, and originally was going to go back up today after the Towpath Trekkers hangover run there in Boonville, but I just decided not to do that. I got a lot of things to just catch up on, and I've been sort of working. And yeah, the sun was out. I drove down there this morning to Boonville. And I was wondering, you know, whether it was a good idea or not, given the side road here was sort of a little snow. But the main road was good all the way down to Boonville, and we, run was 10 o'clock, and, or a little after, I guess, it started. And it was snowing and it was kind of windy, but it wasn't really bad. It didn't seem all that cold. And the road was kind of a mixture of water and, you know, dirt and mud and stuff. Not bad. I didn't even get my sneakers, really. Didn't even get wet. I was anticipating taking them off, having, you know, wet sneakers and wet socks and cold feet and all that. Didn't happen. And, of course, then we have a party and food and door prizes and all that kind of good stuff. And then a few people stuck around at the VFW and, you know, had a few beers or whatever. I didn't. I just had a soda. But, you know, I was there at 3 o'clock and all of a sudden the sun is out. And it was nice and sunny and clear roads. And about 3 o'clock or so, I headed back up here. And within 5 miles, you know, you could see it. It was snowing pretty good and the plows were out around Lions Falls and that. But there wasn't much snow on the road. And by the time I got almost to Glenfield, it looked like there was blue. If you kept going to Lowell, you'd probably have seen blue sky. So that's the way it was. And it did, towards the end of the day here, we did get the sun. I don't know, George maybe got it a little earlier. So that's the big lake effect really, I guess, didn't happen. And it sounds like it's not gonna, which is, I guess, okay with me. But it is a little colder, and, you know, the snow that did come down is a little fluffy, and I guess it's going to be below zero Monday night, but it's not going to last. So we're going to get a cold night, and that'll prevent any future idea of going out in a boat maybe the Black River won't freeze, but, you know, the lake. Anyway, that's the scoop here. Other than that, we're just working away here and reviewing a little history and listening to George Harrison's All Things Must Pass triple album from 1970. Isn't the internet wonderful? KC2WI.
KC2WI in the Black River Valley Service Net. This is WATU. Sounds like you've been busy with a number of things, a little bit of nostalgia with George Harrison. I remember that. It's amazing now what they, the stuff that they've managed to keep on transfer from vinyl on to CD, and now some things are going back the other way. We'll take a little break in the action here. Let's first I'd like to go over and see if we have any late check-ins on the internet, or Echo Link rather. And then we'll have additional stations, so give people a chance in case they've been busy with relatives or things. We'll listen now. This is WATU for any additional EchoLink stations.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through EchoLink, and I do apologize. It's a long tail drop before I can get the transmit button.
Okay, Kevin James, well, that's okay. It's always put a little extra time in there, so maybe you've been listening, and some people have been busy here, so we've got you added to the list here, KD2FM. I don't know if you're down in Oneonta or where, but you're into EchoLink 5. Let's see if there's anyone else, and we'll check for general check-ins once again and carry on. go to you, Kevin, but first let me just see if there's any general check-ins. Maybe someone's on short time or needs to get in and out of here, so we don't want to make them wait too long. But let's see if there's anyone else would like to check in this evening to the Black River Valley service. That's the WATU filling in for KC2YXN, my wife here. So let's see if there's any additional stations, general check-ins. Since it's basketball season, Kevin, the ball's in your court. Go ahead. How are things for 2015, and any thoughts for the upcoming year, and how is today for you?
All right, yeah, KD2FPM. I'm actually out here in Oneonta. Unfortunately, my fiance decided to take off and head south with her mom to the winter home in Florida. So I got left behind, unfortunately, so I feel like a piece of luggage that got stuck at the airport, and I don't know where to go. But, waiting out this cold weather that's coming is going to be kind of interesting. And I tip my hat to Pete, John, George, you, John, and Kathy. And, Kathy, I hope you get better here pretty quick, because I know a couple weeks ago I was having those issues, too. Now, don't laugh. You know, us ham radio operators, you know, the ham radio operators, we're always experimenting with things. Well, tonight I've taken the liberty of taking my bread maker, and I'm making strawberry jam from scratch. So I actually cut the strawberries, got the sugar, the fruit pectin, and the thing is going, my entire house right now smells like strawberry pie. So I'm like beside myself waiting for this thing to finish doing the cooking, and then I got to figure out what to do with all this to pack it away. So yeah, so I'm making strawberry jam, and I already got the fresh bread made. So in the morning when I have my coffee, I'll have fresh bread with strawberry jam and my nice coffee and my French press coffee maker that I've got. So with that, I'll say 7-3, Happy New Year. KD2FPM back to net control.
Good, Kevin. Congratulations on the product. You know, it's amazing how many things we buy. We have a coffee bean grinder. We've used it for a number of other things besides coffee beans, and blenders, and all different kinds of things. And it's kind of interesting. If it rotates, I don't know. I've found anything for the Dremel tool yet or things, but I'm sure there's always where there's a will, there's a way to make things happen. Well, at this time, there's no joke, but let's see if anyone has any notes, news, or nonsense for the Black River Valley ServiceNet this evening. And Kathy's listening and appreciates your thoughts there, Kevin James. Any additional stations where we'll wind up things for the evening? Okay, well, it's 20.5 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. And we had a nice New Year's evening. Spent time with friends up at their camp and wood stove and 807s and food, and got back here early and listened to some interesting music on Sirius XM. Pete mentioned George Harrison, but Natalie Cole passed away, I believe, at the age of 65. And also, probably people won't recognize him, but Lemmy Kilmister, the front man of Motorhead, he passed away, and he had an influence on a lot of bands. So at this time, we return 146.655, the Boonville repeater, back to other amateur use. Everyone have a great evening and a great new year. Lots to be thankful for. WATU now clear, and I want to thank all the stations that checked in, WB2RUQ, N2PFM, KC2WI, and let me see here, KD2FPM. Of course, kicking off everything this evening with KC2YXN. 7-3 to all. WATU now clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night, and we'll hopefully have a nice conversation then, too. Great net tonight, guys. Appreciate it very much. Got to go check on my strawberry preserves as they're currently under production. So until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
for the United County traffic, and I'm losing CNET. Looking for stations of Electric Chicken tonight, but without traffic. All stations are welcome. I hope everybody had a great New Year's Eve, and we'll have a very happy and healthy 2016. Stations wishing to check in, laying your tails up and your few, please. Good day tomorrow. K-H-2-9-Z, returning to next frequency.